Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to worship you. So I pray you could hear our voice, our praise for you. You're present in this room, you listen and you watch our service. So I pray that you would please. And I pray the Holy Spirit will use in me to share the message this morning. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be in each one of the person in this room can hear your voice and apply for their life. Everything we do for your glory, Father. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Finding your place in the body of Christ. You know, when I'm sit down there and I watch how everyone up here play the guitar and piano and drum and all of that, I got amazed, believe it or not, because it's not just simple you play the guitar or play drum, but it requires like the whole body. Okay, I see Emily, she play guitar, she use her eyes to read the whatever on a sheet of paper. So she read that, and then it go through her brain, it go through the whole exercise process inside her, and it get down to her hand, and you see, you know, it look like easy, just like this. But actually, you know, she shift her weight, and then it's something is happened like naturally, but believe it or not, look like 214 muscles in her body, and the brain, and the heart, and she had to keep track with on her breathing and all of that stuff going on just to play a piece of music. The same thing as Arnie. He had to listen from this speaker here and then, you know, had to make sure to follow the beat and all of that stuff. And believe it or not, it's not just, you know, kick, beat the drum, but actually the whole body, the mind, the soul had to be in sync in order to just play the drum. And I'm kind of amazed when I look at that, okay? And the same thing, I'm thinking about the body of Christ, it's been the church. Each one of us belong to and a part of the body of Christ. And the church functions effectively body when every believer finds their place to serve within the local congregation, it's been the church. But in order to serve the congregation, each one of us need to know that you are belong, they are needed, and they are wanted. So each one of you, I hope that you would find a place in the church so you know for sure you belong here, you are needed here, and you are wanted here. The pawn, he used the image, he used the analogy of the body to compare to the church. And when you read the word, it's kind of interesting when it's talking about how you belong to the body of Christ. If you have the Bible, you can read with me or you can watch the slides up there. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not in the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ears should say, because I am not an eye, am not of the body, is it therefore not the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if there were on one member, where would the body be? But now indeed, there are many members, yet one body. So Paul tried to communicate to us that we belong even though we have different gifts. Each one of us different, okay? And we belong even though we have different role. Before I try to explain this, I want you to also understand with me, okay, the unity of the body of Christ, or even us as a physical body, if the unity without diversity would produce uniformity, and uniformity tends to produce what? we talk about the body, produce death, believe it or not. Life is very much the balance in between unity and diversity. As a human, eventually, 20 or 30 or 40 years from now, you would understand this. When the human body weakens, the system slows down and everything tends to become uniform. Ultimately, of course, is that the body itself will turn to dust. The reason I know this, because last week, we just buried one of our church members. She's very vibrant, active, and eventually she gets old, and eventually her body no longer functions. So I call it the body become uniformity. And when it gets down to that level, it will return to dust. Okay? So when Paul, he used human body as his illustration, Paul explained very, very important fact about diversity in the body of Christ. Why there are different members? Because the body needs to be functions if it is to live, to grow, and to serve. No member should compare himself or herself with any other member. Why? Because each one of us are different. Each one of us is different. And each one is important. And, I can say, yes, I can learn how to walk on my hand. There are a lot of people that can do that. They can flip over and they walk their hand. But as myself, yeah, I can learn how to walk by my hand. But I prefer to walk with what? With my feet. Okay? Yeah, you can learn to do a different thing with your hand. But I still prefer to walk my feet. Okay? But again, sometimes you see some YouTube or video, a lot of people, they can eat with their feet, okay, because they lost hand or whatever. But if myself, I still want to use my hand to feed me, myself, okay? Even though I can learn to use my feet, okay, to pick up the food. Yeah, you can learn that. And again, the ear cannot see and the eye cannot hear. Each organ has important ministry. So basically, each one of you has different ministry and you need to figure out where it's supposed to fit in the church so you can serve effectively in the ministry, okay? Yesterday, five of you, I'm just so happy, volunteered to walkathon for cancer, the group or the woman with cancer or something like that. Okay, the goal is $5,000, and look like your guys participate in the walkathon and raise over $20,000 yesterday. And yeah, I'm a little bit worried yesterday because Friday night suddenly thunderstorm and raining, and Saturday when we get to church to pray and I say, oh my goodness, it's raining and suddenly it's freezing, it's cold. Okay, I'm not quite sure how your guy would survive out there. So anyway, we pray for you. But at least five of you show up, participate in the walk, or volunteer to help the walk and raise some money to help for cancer support for the family. And that's a good thing to do. So basically, what I'm trying to communicate, probably not the whole church and the whole EM participate, but at least five of you was called into that ministry to support the family in the need through that walkathon and raise $20,000 for that family to beat the cancer. And that's a good thing. And each one of us, we need to figure out what ministry we fit and we can work effectively to glorify our God. Okay? Some of you starting next week or the week after next begin to start up the dancing ministry and we'll practice the church. And that's the calling, okay? The reason I'm saying that's the calling because every Wednesday from 7 to 9 or whatever, 9:30, you come to the church and then you learn to dance so you can serve, okay? And that's the calling. And so many things, I hope you would figure out where you're supposed to fit. And one of our sisters, she said she wants to praise the Lord. Okay, I told you, contact Kathy or whatever the staff and just praise the Lord. Okay, so we need to figure out the spiritual gift, whatever the Lord put in our heart, and we respond to that calling and do that ministry. Because if we work in the wrong ministry, and then it would be very, very tough, very, very tired, okay, now become work instead of become serving. Okay? And you would find out the tendency of today's people. A lot of people, they seem to magnify the sensational gifts. Some believe they feel very guilty, okay, because if a group of people, if they promote the sensational gift, then some other believers would feel like guilty because they possess the gifts that do not put them into the limelight. But every gift, when the Lord provides, okay, give to you, is also important. So that reason why, because of that attitude, so Paul, he opposed and he refuted in the passage we just read. Okay? Because diversity does not suggest inferiority. Because if we believe our God is Almighty God and our Lord provides a gift for each one of you, so I don't believe he makes mistake when he gives you certain gift, spiritual gift for you to serve. So don't ever compare my gift, it's much better than your gift. Okay? Even when Emily or Annie, when you know he played drum, okay, all you see just the hand movement and probably the feet to bit over here you see like this. Okay? But believe it or not, behind all of that there's the heart. The heart pumped the blood into his body. Okay? But you didn't see the heart. You only see the hand and the feet and the drum, the sound coming out. But there's a heart. And there's a muscle you didn't see. Behind the scene is also do all the work too. So each one of you, believe it or not, in the church, when you serve in ministry, you serve some function, somehow it connected together. And it helped to grow the church. Secondly, you are needed. And Paul, he wrote, and the eyes cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather those members of the body, which seem to be weaker, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the body or that the members should have the same care for each other. So what Paul tried to communicate for the Church of Corinthians and for us, he said we need each other and we help each other. You would find out when Paul he wrote to the church, he tried to communicate, he used the body as an example. So it very much communicate diversity in the body is the evidence of the wisdom of God. So each church member needs the other members. So no members can afford to become independent. Why? Because when a part of the body declare independence and you would find out that body has serious problem of health, become sickness or even death. Okay? Just thinking about body like us we have, and suddenly the hand, I'm not belong to you. You would find out that hand will die. Okay? Like when it happened the war or it happened in an accident, a lot of part of the body may just be decided or by accidentally independent, you would find out it would not survive. So everybody is supposed to need each other and help each other out. In the healthy human body, you would find out various members of the body cooperative with each other, even compensate for each other when the crisis happens. Okay? And you will find out suddenly, you know, a couple of months ago, I dropped the file cabinet on my foot, okay? And I just lost the toenail on my big toe, okay? Just boom, gone, okay? And when your toenail, like, have bursted and lost it, and suddenly the whole foot is hurt, believe it or not, okay? And suddenly, when I'm standing, I'm no longer kept, like, put my weight on my left foot, but I had to compensate the whole weight of the body on the right foot. So you would find out is, you know, each part of the body can compensate when the crisis happens. And the same thing as a member of the church hurt, and the whole body try to compensate, try to help out, to compensate for that crisis, okay? It can be pray for each other, it can help each other. Just like 6 or 7 months ago, we have a Harvey hurricane and flood, and some of the church members get flooded out, and the whole body of Christ, mean the church, also hurt, okay? Because one, let's see, about 7 or 8 our church members, like the house get flooded, okay? And when 6 or 7 family, their houses get flooded like that, and the body of Christ also hurt, have to respond to help 6 or 7 family during that crisis, okay? But again, when you go back and you read in verse 23-24, it's very, very interesting. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, for this we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greatest modesty. Verse 24, but our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having greater honor to that part which lacks it. So what exactly Paul tried to communicate in verse 23-24? Maybe he referred to the private parts of the body. So if so, and then bestow honor on them, refer to the use of attractive clothing. Because you would find out in our bodies, certain part of the body, it looks real good, okay? Especially the outside. So if the more beautiful part of the body, and Paul said, need no special help, okay? But God desires very much try to support certain part of the body less attractive and probably need help. But the whole idea of the passage is God desire is there would be no division in the church. And but again, when we talk about diversity, we also have to watch out, because if we're not careful, diversity may lead to disunity when the members compete to each other. But diversity can lead to unity when the members care for each other and also help each other out. So that's the reason why each one of us is different. But the moment when we think and we compete against each other, or certain ministry compete against other ministry, and suddenly it's no longer diversity, okay, I call it disunity. But if all the ministry support each other, care for each other, help each other out, and then we have unity, even though we diversity. And it's just a terminology to play with. So if one member suffers, it affects every member. And if one member is healthy, and then it would help every member to get strong. So I pray to the Lord, at least 1 or 2 members have to be real strong, help to pull everybody together. But remember, if one member hurt, everybody hurt. Thirdly, you are wanted. Actually, I meant to say, you are connected, okay? Paul, he wrote, and if one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and the members individually. So what he tried to communicate, we share each other's sorrow. We rejoice in each other's choice. And that talking about emotional parts in the body, but it's also talking about the unity of the church. Conclusion. You would find out the church is composed of the believers who belong to one another. And we are in God's family and are a part of Christ's body. So each one of you, believe it or not, you belong to the church. You belong. You want it. Your presence is wanted. And you are connected together. And your spiritual gift, spiritual gift the Lord gave to you is also needed for the ministry of the church, the ministry of our Lord. So for this coming week, I want you to pray about it and try to figure out what exactly the spiritual gift you have. Because each one of you would have at least one spiritual gift. Okay? You may wish or you may want to do something, but what exactly the spiritual gift the Lord gave to you? Okay? I have the very much like the study or the survey, but if you need, I can pass it out, and then you just go home and play with it. Okay? And honest, truthfully with yourself when you try to answer the question. And maybe you would identify certain spiritual gift you have. Okay? And when you identify that, and then just put on together to first to help you in the ministry of the church, of the body of Christ, and figure out a way to all work together to grow the ministry. Okay? A Bible verse, I want each one of you to remember. Let us stand up and read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Okay? So if one has some good news, all of you happy. Okay? So yesterday, five volunteer and help for workathon. For what is that? Cancer. The girl beat cancer. Okay, cancer messed with the wrong girl. And they did good because the goal is 5,000, but they raised, I think it's over $20,000. Okay, that's a good thing. So let's rejoice for that. Because it said, if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Okay? I will place in closing. And then I have last Sunday, I misspelled the name. It's supposed to be N.I., but because we had a doctor writing, so N.I., when I read it, it looked like an M instead of N.I., okay, and then I will pray and close and a benediction, and then I will pass that baptism certificate for that brother. And then Nicholas, we have a big announcement, okay? And then we would, just like the Bible said, if one member is honored, all the church will be honored. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much. Just study your word. So I pray that each one of us to be willing to discover our spiritual gift and use it to build up your church, and especially the West Houston Vietnamese Baptist Church. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with each one of us in this room. When we get out of your house, God's house, we will serve you faithfully from now and forever. Amen.